Okay, so just because I can't resist, maybe we'll just go back a little bit, make a couple of more hosafos on the issur of hashchasa zakan, sum up some of the points that we talked about today. So we tried doing an ink test, whereby you write on your skin and use a shaver versus, and if the ink doesn't come off, some people say that's evidence that the shaver is mutter. We had a hard time justifying that as a reasonable test because we also tested a razor, and the razor also did not seem to have any effect on the ink. The second, then, you know, we tried the cucumber test. The cucumber test is that a razor does peel a cucumber to some degree, has an effect on the cucumber skins, whereas a shaver does not. So that also supports the use of a shaver. But I didn't understand why that made sense either as any evidence, because the way the shaver works is, like we saw, by pulling the skin between in the gaps in the foil. And as we saw in the pictures of the video, the skin does enter in between the gaps in the foil. And that doesn't happen with a cucumber skin, which isn't so flexible. So not sure why either of those tests are in any way compelling. Okay, so going back to the sugya, for those who want to be matir shavers, we had a little bit of a setback today. Yesterday, the way we presented it was that the best or strong evidence for leniency emerges from the opinion of the Rush and Tosfos on Nazir and Dafnet. And the reason is because both the Rush and the Tosfos seem to describe that Kain Tar is Oker Haseir Meikara, or Mashchas Haseir, or totally removes, in the words of the Rush, totally removes the hair. In the words of Tosfos, it's even Mashchas the hair. In Mem Amud Aleph, the Lashon is Oker Haseir Mashchiso Meikara, even though we're not quite sure how Metzias it does that. But the point is, Mizbarim Kain Tar does that. And yet Tosfos holds Mizbarim Kain Tar is Mutter, and as you found out, pointed out that it's even a Sefrei that says the Mizbarim Kain Tar is Mutter. So if Mizbarim Kain Tar is Oker Meikaro and it's Mutter, so that seems to be a great Raya. Now, you could say, okay, but not all the other Rishonim hold that way. You know, maybe the Rivan and the Nemuke Yosef Ragansa, but at least we have Tosfos and Rush. However, it turns out, at least from what we're thinking today, is that Tosfos and Rush, neither of them are particularly good Rayas, and maybe even Rayas Fakert. So we'll start with the Rush. The Rush on Nazir, the Pesha Rush Nazir, Nun Ches Amud Beis, and Nun Tesmud Aleph in our new Sugya today, is very instructive, because there the Rush makes clear, seemingly, that even Kain Tar does not cut the hair at the root. It leaves a gap, and in fact, it's such a gap that they could look at Rabbi Yochanan and tell that he had zero hair, and they said, well, there's no way you did that with the Mesparayim, or presumably even Mesparayim Kain Tar. Therefore, they assumed it must have been with the tar. They asked, how could he do that? And he said, no, because you know, he's an old man, so his hair started falling out. But the point is that the indication is that Kain Tar is not Oker the Seir entirely. And, you know, probably then what the Rush says on an Aleph in Nazir, either it's Lavda, or you could say like the Lahoros Nasan. So it's hard to bring a Raya for the Rush to be made. The Rush, when you put the two Rushes together, is actually very similar to what exactly what the Chachmas said. Now there's Chachmas Adam sort of has both Lashonos of the Rush, and that's, you know, that's what you see in the Rush. It's very, very good for the Chachmas Adam, but no longer going to be very good evidence to be Mako. Okay, but Menachem pointed out that Tosfos, it's very hard to say, it's locked out. He's even stronger than the Rosh. The Rosh on Mem Amud Aleph, so he says, is, you know, we could say, Kaintar is Magic Kolosayar. It doesn't mean 100%. Fine. But Tosfos is so, you know, it's hard to say it's Lav Dafka, because he uses such a strong Lashon. Okay, Asara, Meshkiso Meitara. So maybe we still have a bias from Tosfos. And the truth is that Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes argues with the Pirsha Rosh. So that's okay. In other words, the story of Rabbi Yochanan, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara Daf Nun Tes Nun Aleph, would be consistent with what he says. So maybe we still have a great raya from Tosos. The problem is really from Tosos on Mem Amud Beis. Also, as really the Lahoros Nasan points out, and Menachem was arguing to me, there Tosos writes, Misparayim are mutter, because there ain't no to aser me kar over sharsha. Almost the same Lashon as Amud Aleph. The problem is that here he says that for it to be mutter, you need a matziv where it's eino nil talaser meikaro, in which case, if you had presumably a shaver, even if it's misparayim, but it's misparayim that was no talaser meikaro, then you're stuck. You're in bad shape. Now, the problem is, so how are you reconcile the tosfos on mem on the dollar versus the tosfos on mem on the base? So, we could say, like the Lahoros Nasan, this is really what's motivating him. We could say that maybe he would offer Misparayim Kaintar. It's true, Tosfos and Shavuot stuff. Based on the base, says Misparayim Kaintar is mother, but maybe it's a Machlokas and Tosfos. Tosfos was assuming that Misparayim Kaintar is not Mashchis, because it leaves a gap. That would be mutter. Tosfos on Daf Mem Amud Beis would think that Misparayim Kaintar is Mashka, no Tome Karo, and therefore would be Yasser. Or possibility three is basically what we saw yesterday from the Sha'ol Sha'al, which is that Misparayim Kaintar is okay, even though it's Mashkas, because it's not the Derech. In other words, it's not Giluach. But the problem, as we noted yesterday, is unless you're going to say that these Gedarim are nikba by Chazal and remain unchanged, even if now it is the Derech. So it's going to be us or nowadays. So basically what comes out is all three Mahalchim to be Miyashiv Tosfos would lead us to Aser a shaver, assuming the shaver cuts the hair at or by the root. So therefore what comes out is that yesterday we thought that you know, our great saviors to be matir shavers are going to be Tosos and the Rosh, even if maybe it's less clear in the Rivan and in the Nuvei Yosef, but now we see even Tosos and the Rosh are not going to be very good at studded wahaka. So does that mean shavers are aser? So not necessarily. Why? Because what we've argued is that if in fact shavers cut at the root, in other words, effectively do the same thing as a razor, then indeed it's going to be hard to be matir. Yes, first the Prisha would still be matir, because the Prisha seems to say it's mutter even if it cuts it at the root. It's still, since it's Kaintar, it's mutter. But we no longer have Tosos and a Rush on our side. We can't say definitively that Tosos and a Rush would be matir even if it cuts it at the root. However, first of all, as we pointed out yesterday after Shir, even the best of shavers probably are not quite as good as a razor in terms of cutting at the root. And to appreciate this, we have to go over the history a little bit that Menachem and Yoni shared with us. But in the originally Rabbi Rosen in the Truman article, Rabbi Rosen, who's the head of Tzomet, tried to say that let's say like this. Well, one step back. One tzad to be machmir is that it's the lift and cut means that actually it pulls out the hair and the like. That's, and we saw Shlomo Zalman Arbach even had a tzad that was mutter, but was said it's hard to be machmir. So one tzad to be machmir for shavers is that lift and cut does what it says it does, and in which case it acts like a tar. Okay, but we're not worried so much about that because that has been debunked. Let's assume that lift and cut doesn't actually do what it says it does. But there's still a problem. There's still a problem because even though lift and cut doesn't do what it says it does, in other words, the point is, let's even say better, right? What's the idea that lift and cut does? It pulls the hair up, lift, and then through the gap in the screen, and then the blade cuts it at the root. Okay, so it doesn't do that. Great. But effectively, you still have the same problem. If the skin goes through the gap in the screen, and then the blade cuts it at its root, not by pulling it, not by lifting it, but just pressure on the skin causes the skin to go through the gap, and then it cuts it at the root. So Rabbi Rosen, l'chora, that's for shirasa, right? L'chora, that's for shirasa, that is mamish tar, right? It's cutting it at the root, it's ma'isa tar. Rabbi Rosen, in that article, says, still maybe it's mutter. Why? Because this is still could be seen as a scissor-like action in the sense that you need two factors to allow for the cutting of the root. In other words, it's still the dynamic of the screen combining with the blade that allows for the at-the-root cut. So that's why he said he wasn't machriyeh, he didn't say that's mutter, he didn't say it's asr, he said, okay, then don't have more pasukim on that. That is very hard to be makel, if you were to ask me. But this is what Rabbi Jachter found out. Rabbi Jachter showed that that's actually not what's happening. That the truth of the matter is that it doesn't, even though to some degree the skin does penetrate in between the gaps of the foil, but it doesn't fully penetrate. So the cut doesn't take place at the root, but a little bit further away from the root. So we could argue then that it's mutter according to both tzaddim. If you say any time it's a scissor-like action, it's mutter, this is a scissor-like action. If you say any time there's a gap, it's mutter, then we could say there's a gap. Now you could say both of those are bad reasons. You could say, well, even if there is a gap, the gap is microscopic. You can't, using the eye, maybe even the hand, it's indiscernible. That to me is somewhat of an open question because maybe you can discern it, right? We need a little more evidence from people. You know, I've heard reports from people who have used both and say, yeah, it's discernible. But maybe those weren't the best shavers or new shavers. It could be that shavers get dull after a while. Even they do get dull. So maybe the first week you use your shaver, it's an issur d'oraisa, and afterwards it isn't, but that's not a particularly good solution. But one tzad l'hakel is to say, anytime there's a gap, it's mutter, there's a gap. Again, it's totally indiscernible, much harder to hear. If it's somewhat discernible, maybe an easier tzad. The other tzad to say is, still, it's a scissor-like action, and if we could say anything with a scissor-like action is mutter, so then this is mutter. This is the svar that's attributed to Rav Moshe. Perhaps you could argue that this is what the Trumas Hadash and Mas told. That was Rabbi Jair's argument. Not so clear. Yesterday we thought this svar must emerge from Tosas and Nerash, and that's what we're being chozer on today. So in the end of the day, you know, so far as things stand, if the shaver is, you know, a really good shaver, then midi sveika lo nafka. But we still need more work, and maybe we'll hopefully get Rabbi Jachter to discuss this matter with us a little further. Yes.
Problem to say that for the Rosh that was comment in Milchus area, Mentes, that he was saying that armpits specifically were difficult or impossible to cut because of the angle that they're on and because of the.
Menachem was suggesting that for a different reason also. I don't think it's true. To be honest, I have no idea. Let's assume that the Rush is Dafka, like you're right. In other words, what he says on Daf Mem is literal. So it's hard for me to analyze that because I don't know what type of scissor-like action could successfully get something down to the root, totally remove the hair, right? And the same problem with Tosos. In other words, unless Tosos was talking about Norelco, what was he talking about? A scissor that can be mashchis meikaro. How could a scissor do it? Maybe he was talking about using the tip of the scissors, like Rabbi Schechter suggested. Well, if that's true, then you could do that anywhere, right? So if not, I don't know what type of scissor. In other words, any scissor that I've ever seen, if you're using it in a normal way, it's not going to get down to the bottom because at least the gap of the bottom blade is going to prevent it from Amish getting it to the ikar. So that being the case, I don't know how it could do it on your face or on your armpits. I agree, it can't do it on your armpit, but I don't think you can do it on your face either. So I can't think of a mitzias where your answer makes sense. And if we assume it's talking about like using the tip, so then it would be the same on your face and your body. So I don't see how that really helps. Okay, so hopefully we'll keep on working. Even though we're going on to the next sugya, doesn't mean we should stop thinking about it.